This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. One of the state's oldest residential treatment centers for people with mental illness could lose its federal funding on Tuesday. Timberlawn Mental Health System in Dallas is a Pennsylvania-based chain that's been operating here since 1917. It's now in trouble with regulators for violating patient safety. On Tuesday, a U.S. district judge will hear arguments from both sides. In December of last year, 37-year-old Brittany Bennett checked herself in to Timberlawn Hospital. 2 days later, she hanged herself on a doorknob.
The records indicate that they had identified her as risk of suicide specifically by hanging.
Jessica Hoosman is a freelance journalist writing about the case for the Dallas Morning News. She spent months compiling data on Timberlawn and the case of Bennett's.
And they put her in a room with doorknobs that had been previously identified as ligature risks.
This means the doorknobs could be used by patients to hang themselves. And the part that got Timberlawn in trouble with the U.S. Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services, or CMS, is that the hospital had identified those exact doorknobs as a risk 5 months before Bennett's hung herself. But no one changed the knobs. Hoosman says when officials at CMS started investigating Timberlawn, they uncovered other violations.
They'd also, you know, failed to check on other suicidal patients. There were some safety concerns in the hospital, generally exposed wiring, trash can liners that were left available to suicidal patients, some very basic patient safety oversights.
After multiple warnings and follow-up inspections, CMS gave the hospital a June deadline for improvements. The final check didn't go well. CMS decided to pull millions in federal funding, which Hoosman estimates makes up about one-third of Timberlawn's $65 million in patient revenue.
To put this into perspective, this only happened to one other hospital in the last year and a half, and there are 531 federally funded hospitals in the state of Texas.
The CEO of Timberlawn wouldn't agree to an interview with KERA, but in a statement said cutting federal funding would mean the 98-year-old hospital would have to close its doors.
They are a big part of the public mental health system and the broader mental health system in Dallas.
Matt Roberts is president of Mental Health America of Greater Dallas.
They tend to see a lot of public sector patients that are paid for by Medicare and Medicaid, the North Star program, and they also see a lot of adolescent folks.
Timberlawn has long been a home for kids with mental health issues in North Texas, and Robert says it's helped keep some young people out of jail. And although he's concerned about the violations, Robert says he hopes Timberlawn can get its act together. Some parents have less sympathy.
I wish it would close down. I would hope that these children could go somewhere else to be better taken care of.
That's Trina Karwasinski. Earlier this year, she learned her 11-year-old daughter was cutting herself.
It was not just her. They would get online at night, her and her friends, and they would cut together.
After taking her daughter to a hospital in Rowlett, Karwasinski says a social worker sent her to Timberlawn in Dallas, where she stayed for several nights. Karwasinski is still upset by what she says she saw.
The floor was filthy. When we went into the lobby, the chairs smelled like human urine. I could see there was banana peels, there was food rotting.
Karwasinski also claims her daughter had no privacy in the bathroom and was given medication without her consent. While KERA couldn't confirm this with Timberlawn, investigative reporter Jessica Hoosman says she's heard similar complaints from other parents.
One of the saddest things to come out of all of this is that the children of North Texas who are facing behavioral problems have really lost a stronghold. That's the largest outlet for children's behavioral health in this area.
And regardless of whether federal funding is pulled on Tuesday, kids are already being sent to other psychiatric hospitals, from Glen Oaks in Greenville to Hickory Trail Hospital in DeSoto. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.